Kevin Roster was diagnosed 2 years ago with a form of cancer known as sarcoma. It started in his leg and has since spread throughout his body, and he now has weeks to live. Yesterday, the New Jersey resident took a flight to California so he could legally end his own life with medical help. WHYY's Nick Pugliese has the story.
Kevin Roster wants to die on his terms.
For me, it'll mean freedom to choose.
The 36-year-old has already had a leg amputated to take out a 20-pound tumor, and before it gets even worse, he wants access to life-ending medication.
It'll mean that if, you know, life is no longer enjoyable, that, you know, I can get out before they have to put me in a medical coma or I have to stop eating and drinking, you know, before I'm simply furniture. You know, which is just, again, it's against everything I ever wanted to be.
Roster was born in Queens, as he says, to an addict and a drunk. After a childhood spent in group homes, he became a professional poker player, opened a collectibles business in Metuchen, Middlesex County, and started a family. Now,
I want to rob cancer of its prize.
He doesn't want to live in what he calls a tepid state.
Like, I already have one leg, and I can still do the best I can to get out. But I'm not willing to rot from the inside out. I'm not willing to, you know, gasp for air or asphyxiate on my own blood, not to be graphic, but these are some of the ways you can go.
Roster was hoping to be among the first patients prescribed lethal medication under a New Jersey law passed earlier this year. It's the eighth state to legalize what supporters call death with dignity and opponents call physician-assisted suicide. But that law doesn't take effect until August, and Roster has been told he has weeks to live. Moving to California means he likely won't see his wife, from whom he's separated but on friendly terms, or his 9-year-old son.
For me to have to leave the vicinity of being able to, again, you know, see them, you know, a few times a month at least, you know, just seems wrong to me.
He says every American should have the right to decide what's right for them.
That's the kind of thing you won't have a proper perspective on until you're in the situation, which honestly, I hope you never are.
Establishing residency in California for this purpose is relatively easy. Roster says he's doing it by signing a lease on an apartment. But crossing state lines to get life-ending medication is controversial, even among doctors who support the law. Dr. Lonnie Shavelson, who runs the largest medical practice in California helping people access such medication, sends a letter to anyone considering the move, urging them to stay put. He says it won't improve patients' quality of life to leave behind their family and support systems. But over the years, doctors say a few people have done so. Roster says it's the right decision for him. Plus, he has another reason for making the move out west. The World Series of Poker is happening in Las Vegas next month. Roster, who remains an avid poker player, plans to make one last bid to win a high-stakes tournament.
I'll be honest, I play every single game like it's my last game ever, and I've actually done probably better than I've ever done before in my life during this period.
While playing these final hands, he'll be wearing a custom t-shirt and hat to raise awareness about sarcoma. From the New Jersey desk, Nick Pugliese, WHYY News.